NPR's John Idstey is in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. John, what was the ceremony like there this morning?
It was a moving ceremony, Bob, under difficult circumstances. It's a cold, cold, windy day here, and the wind sweeps down across this reclaimed coal mine where Flight 93 went down a year ago today. But the theme here has been heroism, and the heroism of the passengers and crew of Flight 93 who rose up against the hijackers and kept this plane, Flight 93, from landing on a target somewhere in Washington. But Tom Ridge was here today. He said he had brought 100 members of the White House staff with him because they wanted to honor the passengers and crew because they believe they may have saved their lives.
Washington owes a debt to the passengers aboard that plane.
Indeed, indeed it does. And Governor Mark Schweiker of Pennsylvania said this is where freedom took its first stand after the terrorist attacks of a year ago. He said some people suggest that the first battle against terrorism was fought in Afghanistan. He told the crowd, "We know better. We know that battle was fought in the blue skies over Somerset County, Pennsylvania."
What does the site consist of now?
Well, right now there's a temporary stage where the memorial took place and chairs where the families sat. All of that will be cleared out, and essentially what will be left here is a site where the plane came down, probably 5 acres or so that's been fenced off now. Right now, or soon, the family members will be over there, and President Bush is expected to arrive in about an hour. He'll lay a wreath at that site and spend a couple of hours, apparently, with the families, although the president will make no remarks here. There's a temporary memorial that's sprung up as people have come to visit this site over the past year. That will eventually be replaced by a permanent memorial here.
NPR's John Idstey in Somerset County, Pennsylvania.